You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vodrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And I am absolutely buzzing about this week's topic, because next week, from the 22nd to the 24th of October, from the comfort of your own home, you will be able to watch a virtual production of the musical First Date.
Sometimes the ones who seem great are a nightmare to date.
Either way, I've been burned,
but the one thing I've learned is oftentimes first impressions are worth a second glance.
Second glance.
Second glance.
Now, I've been in love with First Date since I stumbled across the 2013 Broadway production with Zachary Levi and Krista Rodriguez as the two leads. It's got a book by Austin Winsberg, but it's really the music by Alan Zachary and Michael Wiener that I fell in love with. It just has that kind of contemporary rock vibe that we all love to see so much in musical theatre. And as the name suggests, it's based around the concept of a blind date, with cool artsy Casey and the rather tightly wound Aaron being set up by their friends and family, despite seeming like they have nothing much in common when they actually meet. But over the course of the show, they begin to get to know each other a bit more and, well, you'll have to watch the show yourself to see how it turns out. And you can watch the show yourself next week when a recorded version of the musical, filmed at Crazy Cox in London, will be live streamed at 7:30 every evening from Thursday the 22nd of October to Saturday the 24th of October. And it really does look so good. I know I say that for most of the things I talk about on Spotlight On, and, you know, without wanting to blow my own trumpet, I'm usually right, but the casting for this live-streamed First Date musical is absolutely genius. So the leads will be played by Samantha Barks and Simon Lipkin as Casey and Aaron respectively, which, like, is already fantastic. I mean, Samantha Barks rose to fame on the BBC TV show I Do Anything and has gone on to be Eponine in Les Mis, both in the West End and in the 2012 film version. And she'll be originating the role of Elsa in the upcoming West End production of Frozen, so you know you're onto a winner with her. Simon Lipkin, on the other hand, originated the role of Lonnie in the London production of Rock of Ages, although I will say that I know him best as Mr. Poppy in Nativity the Musical, which hands down became one of my favourite shows, hugely in part because of Simon Lipkin as Mr. Poppy. He is such a great performer with a fabulous rock voice and phenomenal comic ability. So I just can't wait to see him as Aaron in First Date. He is the perfect choice to fill Zachary Levi's shoes. But it doesn't stop there, because they will also be joined by Danielle Steers from Bat Out of Hell and Six, Rufus Camper, who I saw as the title character in The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, and last but by no means least, Oscar Conlon Murray, who was recently nominated for a What's on Stage award for his role in Only Fools and Horses, the musical, and, let's face it, who has kept all us theatre folk entertained with his song parodies on Twitter during lockdown. So when I say this is going to be brilliant, you can't even begin to understand how brilliant it will be or how excited I am about this casting. And to be honest about the fact that we can see this show at all, I have loved the music of First Date for years without being able to see it. So I'm just so overjoyed that I finally get the chance to actually watch it being performed. So I'm sure it all comes no surprise at all that I've already got my ticket sorted. But if it sounds like your cup of tea, then make sure you get a ticket too. They're available at the link here in the post and cost £12.50 each, plus a £1 booking fee. You'll then be sent an email link about half an hour before the show starts on the evening of your choice, as I said, from Thursday the 22nd to Saturday the 24th of October. And then you literally just click on the link to watch it at 7:30. It could not be easier or a better way to spend the evening. So make sure you get your tickets ASAP at the link here in the post. And on that note, I'll say goodbye for now. Providing Nottingham doesn't go into a complete lockdown this week, Showtime will be back broadcasting live next Sunday, the 18th of October, at 6pm over on urn1350.net. Follow us along on Facebook at URN Showtime and Twitter at Showtime URN for all the latest info, especially if anything changes during the week regarding lockdown. At the moment, we're hoping it shouldn't affect us too much, whatever happens, but watch this space, just in case, is all I'm going to say. Whatever happens, though, I will be back in some form at 6 o'clock next Sunday evening, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.